here on RNIB Connect Radio. As it is Global Accessibility Awareness Day this week, we are looking at digital accessibility for blind and partially sighted people. One form of accessibility we do talk a lot about here on Connect Radio is audio description of the arts. And I'm now joined by Jo Wood, who is not just a keen visually impaired theatre audio description user, but is also the chair of Vocalise, the national charity providing access to the arts through audio description. Hello, Jo, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Thank you for having me.
Jo, firstly, how important is audio description of the arts for you personally and also as the chair of Vocalise?
Well, audio description for me personally is absolutely essential, and that's for two reasons. It was transformative in my journey after sight loss. It was the moment where I went from simply surviving to actually thriving and being a full person again. And then since then, having access to the arts through AD is that constant restorative top-up that just keeps me going in what we all know can be a frustrating world for blind and visually impaired people. So not only did it give me my life back, but it continues in every time I go to something to give me my life back in those little experiences, those little connections with people. And then for Vocalise, equal access and opportunities for blind and visually impaired people to experience arts, culture and heritage is not only essential and statutory and legal and the right thing to do, but we really believe and we advocate for the fact that this isn't a nice thing for venues or people to do. It's not a charitable act. It's not an optional extra. It's absolutely essential. It should be thought about in the same terms as all of those other essential building blocks to arts and culture. And so that's why it's something we continue to push for. Even as good as it was getting pre-COVID, there's always something more we can do.
With COVID-19, the art world has been hit quite bad, but many theatres, museums, art galleries and other venues took their description offer online in a digital format and experience. What has that digital audio description offer been like, and how accessible has it been for visually impaired people?
I think it's been a mixed bag, and I think venues would be honest and say that as well. So compared to the pre-COVID times, there was a definite loss in both the proportion of culture once it went online that was accessible through audio description, and also in real terms, there was just less that you could go to compared to when we could go to things in real life. And I think it's also fair to say that considering what the turn to digital could have done for blind and visually impaired audiences, it really could have leveled things up. In many ways, it's been a missed opportunity, but I think it's also important to say that it's also offered some great high points and some chances for especially blind and visually impaired people who don't live near the main cultural centres, who maybe aren't able to get out and about as easily as people like myself. It has offered chance to take part in cultural offerings that they wouldn't have had access to before. But I do believe there is so much potential there that hasn't been tapped over the last year and a bit. And I think we've only just scratched the surface about what a digital offering going forward could do for blind and visually impaired audiences.
And we hope that we'll all be able to get back into theatres and experience that real in-house audio description experience. But Jo, do you think that venues will continue to offer both the in-house audio description and also the online digital experience now and into the future? As you say, the digital experience certainly did open up many venues to a wider visually impaired audience.
It's a great question, Toby. And there's three strands in a way of audio description that we're talking about here. There's the traditional in-person, which I'm dying to get back to, and I'm sure lots of your listeners are as well. Then there's the audio description of pre-recorded content, so the live streaming or repeat streaming theatre productions especially. And then there's the audio description of truly digital, so originally digital work. So thinking about some of those immersive experiences that some cultural venues have been trying out through COVID. And I think those latter two, I would love to see audio description of live streaming or pre-recorded content being audio described as standard that would transform what was available to blind and visually impaired audiences. And that's something that Vocalize is really talking to and encouraging our clients to think about. And I would really like to see what happens when we move into that even more experimental sector of, if theatre is going to go digital, sometimes not just as an alternative, but as the product itself, how access and audio description can be built into that experience. So I think there's a lot of potential. As I said before, it's very hard to tell at the moment how much is going to remain online after we go back to being in person. Some theatres are offering a dual track for the coming months. Some are focused very much on getting their in-person programming up and running, and the same with museums. And I think it's something to keep an eye on. But I personally really hope that this has shown venues what can be achieved for access audiences, and for us specifically, blind and visually impaired audiences. And that going forward, that will be thought about. So when you produce something digital, that you'll make it accessible from the beginning. And then you've got this whole new audience of people who wouldn't be able to get to your venue, and they're now able to take part and enjoy and become supporters of yours. So I think this goes back to, we all know, don't we, tech is only as good as the society and the social attitudes that it exists within. And I think this will be the test for digital accessibility in culture going forwards, is if society goes back to business as usual, where access isn't thought about from the beginning, then it won't reach its potential. But if COVID has made venues a bit more aware of what technology or digital can do for their blind and visually impaired audiences, then this might really offer a renaissance of what art and culture can be accessible for blind and visually impaired audiences.
And I think technology can certainly possibly shape the future of audio description, with all these, you know, sort of online as well as in-house experiences. And I think that might be the way ahead in the future.
I think technology has so many avenues that it could take us down. I mean, I was reflecting on this before speaking to you, and I was thinking about the things we can learn from virtual reality developments, wearable headsets, wearable tech, some of the developments in gaming, especially around making gaming accessible. I think there's a whole new way that audio description could be built into digital content, whether that's theatre or museums, but thinking especially about performative arts and theatres. And I do think that if we think about access when we're creating those experiences, then actually the sky is the limit. And I'm really hopeful. I'm by nature a hopeful person. So I'm at the moment, I really am still hopeful that this could open up a new way to do culture accessibly going forwards.
Well, that sounds all exciting. And I think there's a bright future for audio description in a digital and technology world. Well, thank you very much, Jo Wood, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby. It's been an absolute pleasure.